Brandy. When Brandy was born, I was about 2.5. X and Y chromosome, I believe, struck a deal. Give Brandy up for adoption. Y chromosome will then marry said X chromosome. She has the ring to stake a claim. It's an ugly marquee, 3 separate diamonds. When Brandy was about 6 months, Brandy was given up for adoption. Y chromosome had an arranged marriage in Korea. Didn't bother telling X chromosome anything about this. Springer, right? How X chromosome found out was she was rifling through his pants, went through his wallet, found a photo of the two of them, and wondered why they were there. Well, he had come back from Korea, and the first place he landed was in X chromosome's bed. Go figure, right? When the marriage didn't happen between X and Y chromosome, X chromosome blamed me for their failure, for the jealousy with my grandmother, who gave so much love. When my daughter was born, my grandmother had the same love for her first great-grandchild. In my grandmother's eyes, I could do no wrong. Here I am, unwed, not graduated yet, with a child. I expected my grandmother to hang her head in shame when she saw me. When grandma saw me, her eyes lit up. She saw her great-grandchild lit up. Again, this made everyone jealous, not only of me, but of my daughter also. And my grandmother was genuine love, and she withheld that love because the family withheld me from her. See how that boomerang affects? That cause, that effect. Punished by my own X and Y because of my grandmother. Punished by X chromosome for Y chromosome not being there. That's a lot of weight for a child to bear. Even as a child, a toddler, I had to develop levels of survival skills. My parents were incredibly abusive, and when X and Y chromosome fought, I would climb on that crib and take her by her hand. I was afraid that if Brandy cried, I was afraid it hurt Brandy. People wearing gray came to the apartment. I was watching Scooby-Doo. Brandy sleeping on the couch, and the people wanted me to watch cartoons, but I couldn't focus in on the cartoons because new people in my environment, so I wanted to watch them. They spoke, I didn't hear what was said, I don't remember, but what I do remember is they picked Brandy up and they took her out. Apparently I had gifts and talents spanning and ranging, and my parents failed in that attempt, even as a toddler, to even try to break me. Too much of a self core. After enduring X's abuse, she'd put me in the tub and tell me none of this happened, and to wash it all away. I had no understanding or comprehension to what that meant. What are you saying to me? This happened. Look at my little body. It's bruised from neck all the way down to foot, down to toe. I remember that abuse.